They're not making money, but they're making history on Wall Street. That's for sure. Joining us now is Michael Hunter, a markets reporter for the Financial Times. He joins us from London. Michael, European markets are, getting set to open or are open at this hour. I want to get an update on what's going on in Europe today. But also, as the Fed meets in Washington, it seems to me that world markets are looking for the Federal Reserve to behave more like a central bank this morning than it's ever behaved before. What is it that people in markets around the world are expecting the Fed to do, and what would reassure them? Michael?
John, I think the Federal Reserve is certainly at the center of everyone's attention this morning in Europe. We're seeing extensions to our big 200-point fall that the FTSE 100 made yesterday in the immediate downdraft from the collapse of Lehman. And the Fed does have a chance to steady the tiller on the great ship of world equities markets. Now, of course, its mandate is a little different to some of the other central banks around the world, as you quite rightly point out. Now, if you ask people out in the square mile of the City of London exactly what they're expecting it to do, not everybody is saying it will cut rates to help alleviate this crisis, to help the cost of borrowing come down, to make it more likely that institutions will start lending money to each other again and get the financial system working properly. Stability is an important watchword of any central bank, and certainly an important watchword today for the Federal Reserve.
So let me just get clear on that. You don't expect necessarily an interest rate drop, which is what Floyd Norris was saying. You don't necessarily expect the drop for sure today.
As many people who I'm talking to in London are saying that they could hold rates one more time, as are predicting a drop. But, John, having said that, there are some people who are saying they could drop rates by 50 basis points rather than the usual 25 basis points drop.
So that'd be a half percent.
That would be a half percent cut, and that's unusual in itself. But it's also unusual to have such a divergent set of opinion and expectation out in one of the world's major financial centres. The consensus is normally arrived at by now, and this morning I don't think we really have a clear consensus.
The Bank of Japan put about 2.5 trillion yen into the banking system in that country, about $24 billion. We've already seen the Fed in the United States pumping money into the economy, opening the discount window to everybody except my family, unfortunately. But if we look again at the Fed's sort of stimulus, money stimulus mechanisms, any sense that there's going to be more money available?
I think, again, I'm sorry to be, a little less than helpful, but I think the picture there does also remain a little bit unclear. These emergency liquidity measures that we're seeing extended by nearly all the world central banks, certainly all the ones that really matter, the Bank of England made a similar move yesterday, as did the European Central Bank, certainly help. But they're little more than an aspirin for a very serious bout of malaise that the markets are going through now.
And lack of clarity is something that the markets do not like, so we'll have to see how that plays out today. Is there an AIG, of course, the biggest insurance company in the world, which was downgraded today by S&P? That, at least we were told yesterday, triggers some contractual issues that might cause some unwinding of AIG as we go through the day. It's still poised for some kind of bailout. Is there an AIG issue of any relevance in Europe?
Very much so. Investors over here are keeping a very wary eye very closely on what's happening with AIG. The $20 billion lifeline that the authorities allowed them to take, that sum of money from other subsidiary companies of their own, acts really rather like a bridging loan, and the downgrade can trigger certain contractual obligations on AIG to its own creditors that could really prolong the sense of crisis around that major insurance company.
And $20 billion is a drop in the bucket. Let's not be
right. Well, that's absolutely right, and it won't last very long for exactly that reason. We've seen a reaction in the share prices of all major European insurance companies this morning, even though the business model for European insurance companies is not necessarily very similar to that by that followed by AIG.
All right, well, Michael, we're all watching the same things in Washington, in New York, in London. Thanks so much for joining us. Michael Hunter is a markets reporter for the Financial Times. He joined us from London. We're talking about bankruptcy. What sign of the financial crisis are you seeing? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And what trends have you ever spotted way ahead of the rest of the universe? 877-8-MY-TAKE.